Report. Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Historical Society, the Executive Director, Kathy Osterman. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in again today. We're getting nice weather. At least you can come in on a nice day now.
I know, right? Maybe we'll have nice weather for our next outdoor event.
It's going to be a little bit cool, but, you know, 63. I don't mind that cool.
I'll take it.
It beats 29. You've got an event coming up this weekend. The Northfield Historical Society, as we have kind of chronicled through the years, that's a busy organization. You keep involved and you keep active. And what I like most about it is it involves all segments of the population in the city of Northfield.
It does.
The event you have coming up is really... generated enthusiasm with our young people, and they've done a great job with this. Tell us about it.
This is cemetery tours. Probably the community remembers cemetery stories, and that would take place usually in October. The last couple of years, we've been transitioning into a student-led school year program that the high school students are doing now. They're kind of taking the lead on that. And in an effort to give them an end product, kind of their capstone is this event, but it has to be later in the school year, earlier in the calendar year. So we end up having cemetery tours in May now.
Now, this is not to be confused, as you mentioned, with cemetery stories. There is a difference in the way the whole thing is presented. Am I right?
Yeah, there absolutely is. We're moving cemetery tours into more of a less theatrical, mm-hmm. more of a tour format where the individual being portrayed is not actually the person in front of you acting as that person telling their life story. Mm-hmm. These are literally going to be students talking about the lives and the times of the people that we're portraying this year. So it's not going to be as theatrical and costumed and props the way we've done in years past. The students, I think, are going to be able to share the knowledge that they have and all the things that they've been studying in just more of I say scholarly, but that makes it sound like it's going to be a lecture. It's not going to be a lecture. It'll still be very fun. But this is an end product for the students, and I'm very excited to see it.
It is so exciting to see the young kids involved with that. Hats off to Earl Weinman from the middle school teacher for a long time, also a member of the Historical Society, both a board and just as a volunteer, but really helped establish and strengthen that community link to the young people with the Historical Society. And it's continuing on and continues to grow today. How many kids are involved with this particular endeavor?
Well, what we have we have two students that are in charge. We have a senior in Brecken Midori, and we have a junior in Henry Virtus, and they are the leads on this project. And this year we had five freshmen that are involved. And there's an application process. You know, they're recruiting right now in the eighth grade for next year's cemetery tour program. And as many students as are interested, they can probably they'll kind of sift through the applications and get the ones who really seem to be able to commit to it. It's tough at the high school level because the students are involved in so many things, and sports schedules kind of get in the way sometimes. So there's some push and pull with the high school schedules, but we've got five great students that are working on the different people this year, and two fantastic older students acting as the mentors and the leaders of this group.
Wonderful. And here to see the fruits of their labor this coming Saturday with cemetery tours. Now, let's talk about the Northfielders that have lived their lives and lived out the information that you're about to hear about. How many people will they be chronicling this year?
We've got five different people that we are going to be featuring. Mm-hmm. Carl Knutson, Elmeron Westcott, Mary Madsen, Adam Drentlaw, and Oscar Perkins. And I got to admit, I don't know a thing about any of these people. So this is going to be...
You know, you're naming those names like, no, I have never even heard of any
right,
of those.
Right. So I'm going to be learning right alongside everyone else in the community to find out who these people were, when they lived, what was their Northfield like.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to hear some pretty good stories. How long have they been working on this, the students?
Boy, I want to say since probably February, okay. March. It's a process for them because they start out learning a little bit more about technical writing, learning a little bit more about researching and what to look for, and then they kind of do that deep dive into the archives, and they check out the newspapers, and they check out the different resources to be able to put the biographies together. And then they've got to compile that and write it in a way that's shareable to the public. Mm-hmm. So it's taken them several months. They've been out at the cemetery, you know, to pick their people, and
wow,
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, can you give, if you'd like to go to that, folks, it's open to the public. Mm-hmm. Is there a charge for going?
There is. It's $6 for adults. NHS members and seniors are $5, and students are $3. And we're at the Northfield Cemetery right across from the high school. Mm-hmm. So parking should be really easy, either at the high school or at the church that's next door.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. is a non-walking tour. So we encourage anybody coming at 5 o'clock to just bring a lawn chair, and we'll be right inside the gates of the cemetery. And you don't have to worry about tripping over headstones or anything. Then at 6, 7, and 8, we have the graveside tours where you actually get to walk around the cemetery and visit the actual graves and hear about the people.
All right. Get a little exercise
exactly.
While you're in there as well. It sounds like just a wonderful time. And this will kind of, is this kind of closing out, I guess, the school year as far as that goes, as students' involvement?
It is. Yeah. This is really their capstone.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent several months working and researching, and to have them give a public presentation like this is mm-hmm. really like that's their cherry on top.
All right. And we're all looking forward to the over the course of the summer. I mean, do you have maybe you can give us kind of just a quick preview of some of the things that the Historical Society will be doing or offering in the summer?
Well, on June 4th and 5th, we're going to be doing walking tours again.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the downtown walking tours. Barb Evans is going to be leading those. So 2 o'clock, it'll be a 2-hour walking tour. She'll have that on a Saturday and a Sunday. We're taking reservations from people right now, so we kind of know how many people we get on each tour, so anyone who's interested in that can contact the Historical Society. We have several guided tour dates that the public, if they are looking for a guided tour, rather than just going through the museum on their own, we have several dates that are going to be guided tour dates, and several that are evening hours, some targeted evening hours, 7 p.m. tours. And we have Outlaw Run coming up.
All right. You've got a busy summer coming up. Now, for these events, in particular, cemetery tours coming up this weekend, will that be, can you register online for that?
Or
do you go in? How
unfortunately, you can call and say, hey, you know, I want to go to the 6 o'clock, I want to go to the 7 o'clock, and I'll just put you down on a list.
Perfect.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Old school.
Yeah.
I love it. I have a telephone. And it's not a rotary dial anymore either. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck over the course of the summer, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Kathy Osterman from the Northfield Area Historical Society. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.